welcome to episode 72 of the AA meeting. Analog Addictions, weekly, bi-weekly, every now and again, whenever it can happen, podcast. I'm your host, PlayStation editor Jamie Briggs. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me. If you listened to last episode, I said I was trying to try and get these up more frequently, actually on the weekly schedule that I was trying to do. Things once again got in the way, and I haven't been able to do that. I've had a lot of personal stuff going on, and then a lot of stuff just in general happening on the site. A lot of busy work, haven't had time to do it, but we're back. We're going to talk about the last week in gaming, what you can find on Analog Addiction at the moment to read. And just to, you know, extend on the topics ourselves, there's not that much to talk about this week, so we'll get to spend a little bit more on each topic. Let's hop into what I've been playing. Now, I've actually had a week where I've been able to, you know, go into the backlog, which is good. I've been playing a lot of The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, which my girlfriend purchased me for Christmas. I wanted to play it since it first came out, never got around to it. But I've put in a lot of time into it so far. I'm really enjoying it. I won't lie, I've never fully gone through a Zelda game before. Now, I know that's blasphemous, but it didn't work out that I ever purchased them when I was a kid. And I didn't get into the Wii until very late. I didn't even purchase it, actually. It was just a hand-me-down from my folks. But I never got around to... I still haven't got a Wii U either. Now, I put time into Ocarina of Time 3D. I never got around to finishing it. Things got in the way. But A Link Between Worlds, I am really enjoying. I like the exploration factor. Each dungeon, you know, feels very unique. The puzzles are not completely, you know, out of your mind, having to figure out what's going on. But they're challenging, and I do like that. I like the fact, you know, they're sort of bite-sized in a way, like they don't take like hours upon hours, say like a huge open world game would if you're trying to go through areas. But I like that aspect, you know, I can go spend some time, do maybe like 10 minutes of a dungeon, close it up, come back to it. It's well paced for a handheld game, so I'm liking that. Art style is gorgeous. I'm really getting into the whole unlocking new content, leveling stuff at the moment, so I'm quite enjoying it. Hopefully we finish that fairly soon. On the other front, I've been playing Dragon Age Origins. Now, I love Mass Effect. That's my favorite franchise, bar none, ever in gaming. I absolutely love it. And I've never got around to playing the Dragon Age franchise, which is just crazy when you think about it. But I've had all of them. I've purchased every single one, and I finally got some time over the long weekend as I was bedridden in pain. I was able to spend some time in Dragon Age Origins, and I'm really enjoying it as well. I haven't been able to put as much time as I like. I've lent my PS3 out at the moment, but I like the story it's setting up. It's got this very mature Game of Thrones esque storyline going. I like the combat, the leveling system, the characters. Like I said, I've put in maybe 6-7 hours, but that's barely scratched the surface of everything. But I'm really intrigued to see how it goes. I really do feel like I'm actually role-playing in this game. So I really am looking forward to powering through that, jumping into Dragon Age 2, and then working my way finally to get around to Dragon Age Inquisition, which was Analog Addiction's Game of the Year last year, so I definitely want to hop into it as soon as possible. I'm one of those mentalities where I want to play the originals. I want to know what's going on, especially when it's story-based, which is exactly what Dragon Age is. And the third game I've been playing extensively is The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings. Now, I am just so excited for Witcher 3. I can't emphasize that enough. I played through 1 last year, loved it. I've found myself just completely hooked. I've only just hit Chapter 2 of The Witcher 2 right now, but I'm loving it. I absolutely am. I really do like Geralt. I love the storyline in it. I like the fact that you never know what character could be killed, what's going to happen. It's very much, you know, once again, a mature, dark, gritty take on medieval times. And I just love it. I really do. I like the world. I like the atmosphere. I like the political, you know, struggles from all these kingdoms and all this sort of stuff, because this is stuff that, you know, Game of Thrones has tackled and we know happened. There's a lot more, like, sort of backdoor politics happening and how everything runs in the world. So I'm really looking forward to finishing that, and, you know, it's scratching my itch for Witcher 3 while I wait. So that's what I've been playing. Let's hop into the news now. So, there was only 5 stories that were actually... No, 6. I can't count. We're going through 6 stories. Firstly, Telltale have announced that the second episode of the Game of Thrones, a Telltale series, The Lost Lords, will be coming out on February 3rd for PC and Mac, and as well as PlayStation Network, so PS3 and PS4 owners. Xbox owners will be able to download it on February 4th, so that's Xbox 360 and Xbox One. And iOS and Android can download episode 2 on February 5. Now, I'd love to go in a lot more detail about this series, but I haven't got around to playing it yet. I've done my best to avoid spoilers as much as possible. I was the one who reviewed The Walking Dead, both seasons, Fanlog Edition, as well as The Wolf Among Us, so it's weird to not be up to date with the Telltale series, but now I'm sort of just holding off. I'm just probably going to play them all at once at the end, and just enjoy them then. But yes, so far I've heard nothing but good things, so not too much longer. Actually, early next week you'll be able to finally play episode 2. Now, some great news for Sega. We know they've had financial troubles in the past, but Alien Isolation has actually passed 1 million units sold, which is, you know, really strong. After Colonial Marines, the travesty of Colonial Marines, a lot of people just thought that perhaps Alien Isolation wouldn't be able to sell, but, you know, we gave it a high 7, I think. I want to say 7.8, but I could be wrong in our review. And, you know, it's nice to see a game that is actually, you know, critically acclaimed and selling amongst the people, and especially in the survival horror genre. A lot of people were like, this is survival horror, and they absolutely love it, so it's good to see that. Now, I put in a good maybe 6-7 hours into this game. I'm not a huge horror guy. I had some other things on, so I put some time into it. And I just, you know, I didn't really have the time to be able to settle in for a 20-hour horror experience. But yeah, I dealt with a few hours with the alien. I personally didn't like the fact that, you know, I could be not moving, but the alien still finds me and you can just sort of die. Very much luck if they just come at you or whatever. But, you know, I didn't really tackle it enough to give a full, extensive opinion on it. So, yeah, happy to see a game sell, especially well-liked. So that is definitely good news for Sega and the Creative Assembly, who are the developers there. We finally got told when The Elder Scrolls Online will be coming to PS4 and Xbox One, which is now June 9 worldwide. It is now rebranded The Elder Scrolls Online Tamriel Unlimited. Now, it was also basically stated that this will be just a one-off purchase. You can then play it as much as you want. There's no subscription anymore. That's been removed. So it's not really free to play. It's just sort of like any other game at the moment now, really. It's sort of like The Realm Reborn. I'm pretty sure that is just purchase it and then you can just play as you want. So it's very much in that sort of regard now. Now, if you're a PC player, PC or Mac, and you have subscriptions to the Elder Scrolls Online, they will be, you know, removed March 17th, and any other sort of rollover that you have from subscriptions previously purchased will then be put into the ESO Plus membership. Now, this is sort of those that want extra content. Now, you can just play the base game, you'll be getting whatever, but this will give you access to all the DLCs. Sort of season pass monthly thing, but it's like a monthly allotment. A monthly membership, so your rollover will work into that. So say you have purchased a 12-monther, you now have the excess months will then be put into this. So we kind of thought that it was going in this, you know, regard, seeing as we saw a lot of people getting online, a lot of retailers taking away the ability to actually purchase subscriptions and all that sort of thing. But, you know, I think this is a good move for the game. I probably will try it out now. Just simply, I'm more happy to pay off one-off payment than pay monthly subscriptions where I might not actually get time that month to actually play it. Moving on, just a quick note for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare players on Xbox One and 360, the Havoc DLC is now available. Four maps, new gun, new variant, new custom variant for the gun, and you actually get the first chapter of the Exo Zombies mode, which is very similar to the extension mode in Ghost last year. Each DLC pack of the season pass will come with another chapter. So that's cooperative if you want to go play that up. Don't know how it ranks in comparison to the zombie modes that people have become, you know, really excited for from Treyarch, but that's now available. Now we want to talk about The Witcher. We had 11 or 12 minutes of gameplay released yesterday, alongside a ton of screenshots. You can find all of that on Analog Addiction at the moment. Now, basically, the game looks awesome. I can't really state it enough. We saw the bounty board return. Geralt was picking up some bounties. He was actually taking down some monsters and then took a swim. So go check it out. There's a lot more there. It's sort of bits and pieces of all different sort of activities and cutscenes and all that sort of stuff. But as I said in the article that I posted yesterday, this barely scratches the surface on things. So we don't know what is main campaign. We don't know what is side quest. I assume most of this is probably side, but maybe a few cutscenes are from the actual main quest. But that's just, you know, all conjecture. I could be completely wrong. The last topic, and then we're going to talk about this a little bit in extensive, just because I know a few people were a little bit confused as to what this means. I'm from Australia. In Australia, the Saints Row 4 re-elected for PS4 has been recalled. Now, it was stated that this was due to a serious manufacturing issue. Now, before anyone starts freaking out, this is not have anything to do with your console. It's not going to ruin your console, it's not going to break your PS4 or anything like that. It's simply not true. I know a lot of people are freaking out. They're like, oh, we won't get to play this game. That is not true. They will be re-releasing it. Now, the whole problem is that it was incorrectly classified. If you remember when it was originally released, Saints Row 4 was originally banned in Australia due to some scenes. They were then removed and then it was able to be released. Now, again, I'm not 100% confirmed with what I'm saying is exactly true, but my take on this is what was released was the unedited version of that game. So basically the base game has a content in that was not originally meant to be in it. It's sort of like where they took San Andreas off the shelves because they had the, you know, what was it, Carl Coffee? Something, the, you know, I mean the whole animated sex scenes and all that sort of stuff. So that was taken off shelf and then re-released. It's basically in that regard. Now, the statement that was released was, unfortunately, over the weekend, it has come to light that the PS4 retail release of Saints Row 4 Re-Elected has a serious manufacturing issue and a nationwide recall is now underway. A manufacturing issue has caused an incorrectly classified version of Saints Row 4 to be released in the territory. This strictly affects PS4 retail versions and all customers who have purchased a PS4 version are encouraged to return to their retailer for a full refund. Now, basically, they will be given new copies when they arrive, which contain the correct content. So, basically, it seems like they slipped through the cracks, and, you know, they sort of just assumed it was the same sort of copy that was originally released after it had been edited, but it doesn't look to be the case. Now, as I've said, if you're in Australia, you'll be able to purchase it on the PS4. I'm pretty sure you can buy the digital version still. And as soon as the new releases, the new physical copies are available, you'll be able to pick this one up. So if you have it, there's not really much reason to go and return it because I assume you're playing it. And if you go and take it back, they don't have any replacement copies at this stage. Not to my knowledge anyways. They could have corrected that over the last week, but this was late last week, so I don't think that's actually happened. So if you want to just hang on to it, play it through, it doesn't really seem like you're going to be hurting your console in any way. Now, let's talk about what you can find on Analog Addiction at the moment. Our Blackguards 2 review just went live. Hope posted that one, so if you want to go check that out, that is fresh stuff. We also have part 1 and part 2 of Analog Addiction's most anticipated games for 2015. These are the first 22 out of the 33, part 3 will be coming later this week. We go in depth, all the editors come together to state which games they're really excited for, so if you want to go check that out, that is available right now. You also find our predictions for 2015, they're also available. But while I'm here, let's talk about upcoming content. Me personally, I'm not in any reviews at the moment. We do have a review scheduled for a couple of games. As I said, we also have that most anticipated feature coming later this week. We have received copies of The Escapists for Xbox One. That is embargoed until next month, but you know, keep an eye out for that. We will be having our Saints Row 4 re-elected review coming out very, very soon. And also, we have a review code for Book of Unwritten Tales 2. But again, that's embargoed until next month, so you'll just have to wait on that one. The other game in question is Dying Light. Now, I was originally meant to review this one. As you may have read all over the internet, copies were not given to the press earlier, and that came out on the day beforehand. I haven't heard anything on my end or what happened to my copy or if it will be coming, but we have someone in the UK, George, our PlayStation editor, is tackling that one at the moment. So I may write about it, I may not, but otherwise we will be having our review very, very soon. It's a very muddled launch of this game. Everything in North America digitally and physically have seemed to be going perfectly, but everywhere else, you know, had the physical delay, which is now not till February 27th or 28th, I think, that you will be able to purchase it in Europe and Australia and Middle East and all that sort of stuff. And then we had the digital delay once again, only an extra 24 hours, but it was deleted. It was delayed online for some reason, not quite sure why. Very muddled launch. From what I've heard around the internet, the game does seem good though, which is good news. But yeah, very much a confusing launch if you're looking to actually play Dying Light. So that is episode 72. Pretty sure it's 72, but either way, thank you very much for joining me. Firstly, make sure to always go check analogaddiction.org for the latest video game content as soon as it's available. You can go and follow them. You can follow the site on Twitter at simply Analog Addiction. Follow us on YouTube, Analog Addiction Video. Also, go like our Facebook. We will be having more contests very soon, which is simply just search Analog Addiction, you'll find it. And if you want to follow anything I'm doing, I'm simply Jamie AA on the Twitter, but everything else is basically through Analog Addiction. Thank you very much for joining me. We will be having a lot more content very, very soon. Hopefully we'll have an episode next week. If not, you know something has come up. But until then, keep on gaming and stay tuned to Analog Addiction for all your gaming needs.